Chime.
Greg, I don't know what happened.
I was smack,
I have not.
I was smack dab in the middle of a dream, and it was me and Parmela Anderson, and we were about to make out, and you just ruined it.
Greg, I didn't press anything. I had my. I just was like sitting here. I don't know what happened.
Is that operator error? Or I mean, I feel like you're blaming the equipment over there.
No, I'm definitely blaming the equipment because now nothing will play, and now I'm concerned
now
that my computer
is playing at all.
No, I think it's playing it all.
Try control alt delete.
I'll go for it. Good call. Yep.
I thought I died. I thought the whole world just stopped.
I mean, it was like I was so into it.
So was I. I thought we went off the air. I was very concerned for a moment.
It was like 1974 all over again. It was like a full Fog Hat jam going on, like right in the middle of it, and you ruined it. All right. Well, hello.
I swear I didn't press any buttons.
Hopefully, we'll have music for the rest of the show, but we certainly will have sports, Curtis, for the rest of the show.
I'm just finding more and more about these Capobianco brothers, and it will be my body move and moment to get this guy on the show.
These two, if you missed the start of the show, or you missed the World Series game last night, these two Yankees fans interfered with play by grabbing hold of the glove of Mookie Betts and trying to pull the baseball out. Eventually, they did get the baseball out after Mookie made a catch. And the other guy, the other brother, held Mookie's right arm while they were assaulting his left arm.
Right.
It's really a very egregious thing. Curtis, you'll try to get him on before the end of the day today, one of the two brothers?
I will. Austin Capobianco has the domain hottestcollegeparties.com. Right. Quite the wild dude.
Is that the one with the glasses?
There's
a lot of Capobiancos in Boston.
Popular Italian name, Courtney.
What?
Well, I'm just wondering if they're related.
Is that your statement? Is that the research you're doing on this?
We're both trying to get these two on the show. I'm doing my best.
What are you going to do, call everyone in Boston?
I'm seeing mutual friends. That's usually how social media works. Oh, and I'm seeing a lot of Boston mutuals here.
Right. Must be related somehow.
Yeah.
Can we settle an ongoing debate before we get to today's leads?
Sure.
And that
thing is,
tomorrow is Halloween.
Yes.
Are we or are we not wearing our costumes in here tomorrow morning?
I am.
You are.
I thought that was tradition.
I'm okay with it. The problem is some of us, because we love, have... this particular year have a couple's costume, which requires that both people are a part of it for full effect.
All right.
I don't know that I could drag Lindsay up and in here in the morning for the debut of the costumes. And so I will come as one half, but I don't know if that ruins the effect. Like we are going to wear our costume to the Greg Hill Foundation Hill-Oween Halloween party, which is tomorrow night at Moxie's in the Seaport.
Yes.
And so the debut could occur there, but I'm open to wearing my half of it. I just don't know. And I think you and Santo have a couple's costume.
Yeah,
also.
We have a family costume. My whole thing is just like,
So what do you mean family costume?
Well, we have a dog.
The dog is a part of the costume.
Yeah,
also?
Harry is a part of it.
Okay.
I just don't know, like...
Wiggy wants Harry in tomorrow.
Me wearing it in the morning, and then I'm just going to wear it. It takes away from wearing it tomorrow night.
I mean, you guys normally half-ass it anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Oh, not this year.
Well, no. I've
been under extreme pressure when it comes to Halloween to do it right.
I'm talking about wearing something in here.
Last year I half-assed.
No, Wiggy is by far and away the best, and there's not a close second. My costume is more of I'm going to be someone else, like actually on the show. I'm not going to be me.
Oh.
All right.
So you'll see it. It's not exactly going to win any prizes for costume, but I do think that the audience will enjoy it, and I may not have a job after.
Oh, please tell me you're in like a Lululemon, workout set, and you're me.
Oh, God. It's too close to the suspension, maybe in a couple years, but I will...
Just be careful with the heavy hand of the makeup when you go in certain directions.
What?
Because he said it might not be appropriate. We've seen that happen before.
What?
Is this another Tropic Thunder reference?
I was talking about Courtney yes. being a woman. What yeah. are you talking
I mean,
about?
I don't think Curtis was going in that direction.
Yeah, me
I mean, it could be either way.
Courtney only has one direction.
No. He could dress up as Courtney, could dress up as me, could dress up as you.
Don't worry, Wiggs.
Could dress up as Shy. I'm just saying.
I could never fill your shoes.
No. You could, you could do it.
No.
You could pull it off.
The person I'm impersonating, it will be very clear, and he'll be very bothered.
Like, I was going to go, I was thinking about going as Black Trump, you know, so I could have pulled that off.
So do you not have a costume yet?
I do have a costume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I have multiple costume ideas, Courtney.
Okay, then I'm going to try to figure out a different costume to wear in the morning.
Well, that means you're going to half ass it. Just do what you normally do.
Okay.
You know.
So I'll just walk into Spirit, pick something out, and then come in tomorrow morning?
Throw a sweatshirt on. Like, do like Jim did on The Office. Throw a sweatshirt on and a name tag.
Three-hole punch Jim.
I mean, you're either really into Halloween and dressing up, or you're the exact opposite. There's no middle ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big thing for me. Like, it honestly never really was. Like, I would always do that. Like, my mom would help me. Like, I went as a ghost, like, and that's easy. You just cut the eyes out of the thing. I went as a hobo. That term is probably not correct anymore or politically correct anymore.
I believe it's vagabond.
Yes.
Or bum. Whatever it is, you know, disenfranchised, economically discriminated against, whatever the term might be now for somebody who rides the rails. But I just never, it was
no,
my thing.
I mean,
like, I just don't get, some people get so into it that they can't wait to
Well, at least
up.
You're honest and going, you know, I'm not really into it, so I'm going to half-ass it.
I love Halloween. I just don't love dressing up, especially at this hour in the morning.
You're like, you know, you're just going to just say, yeah, I like it, but I'm going to half-ass it. Nothing wrong with that.
I dressed up 2 years ago.
Which one
Taylor
was it?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's half-assing it.
Yes, I did.
You did?
She wore a cardigan and a...
No, I didn't. I had a cape and I had a... What are you talking about? I had jewels on my eyes.
Yeah. Is that really dressing up?
Okay.
Is dressing up like a Halloween...
That's more effort than putting on a wig.
No, there's more to it. It's all about the outfit. It's just not a wig. It's got to be...
I had boots on, high boots. I had a dress.
That's something that you would normally wear. If you have to go in... If you go into your closet, your Halloween costume is already there because it's clothes that you would normally wear. You just add a few more accessories and call yourself Taylor Swift. Mm. That's half-assing it.
Couple guesses about what you are dressing as on the Subaru of New England text line.
I got a good one.
781 text. Are you going as big-boned Diddy?
No.
Okay. Thank God.
I would not put those words together.
Some kid tried to pull that off, and it didn't work out for him.
Too soon on Diddy?
He tried the whole Diddy and Baby Oil thing, but all you got to do is look on the social media.
All right, so I don't know. We'll have to, by the end of the show, we have to come to a consensus on that.
Well, I'll be dressed up, so whatever you guys do, it's on you.
It's a Celtics Wednesday. We'll talk to Mego about the Boston Celtics at 9 on this morning's show. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great one, Swami. That's the Robinson Brothers, Black Crowes. Great lead song this morning. Hello, Shime. What's your lead?
Good morning, Greg. So my lead is about the upcoming Thursday night football game. I'm a little confused. Curtis and I had talked about this in the break yesterday, and I'm still baffled even following the Stephon Diggs injury news. We watched the Jets last Sunday, right?
That wasn't like a mirage, a mistake.
That was actually what happened. And yet somehow, some way, the New York Jets are -1.5 point favorites hosting the Houston Texans. And I don't quite understand it. Maybe I need Nick Costos to explain it to me. Maybe I need just someone smarter than me to explain it to me, because I don't get it. The Houston Texans are 6-2 and are a legitimately good football team who we watched come in here and shellack the Patriots by 20 points. And then we watched the Jets come in here and stink.
Yeah.
And they have stunk for weeks now. The Jets have lost 5 straight.
I mean, maybe the assumption by those that are wagering or those that are making the odds is that Aaron Rodgers is, he can't be this bad for this long of an NFL season, and so he's going to turn it around this week.
But it feels like a trap because 84% of the current bets, so anyone who has placed a bet, that bet has been on the Texans. So I guess
it seems like they're going based of what the Jets are on paper. You know what I mean? Like on paper, if you never seen them play and you just looked at them on paper, it seems like that's the way that Vegas and kind of making these lines, because on paper we know they have talent, but when we actually see them play, you go, oh.
And if you would have expected them to like throw everything but the kitchen sink at you, it should have been against the Patriots because they were the easier opponent. It would have been an easy win. You get yourself back on track. And then if you lose to the Texans, it doesn't matter. So if this is where they expect the kitchen sink game to come in, well, it seems a little late. And so I guess I just don't understand. It makes no sense to me. I am heavily invested in the Texans tomorrow night, needless to say. Courtney, you can put it on the spreadsheet. Lock it in. Give me the Texans. I'll even go alt-line Texans -2.5. Like, I don't get it.
I will say, when it comes to those who favor the Jets, Courtney has a 53-player prop on the New York Jets for tomorrow night's game.
I could win $1 million.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. Shime, thank you. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, Greg. Good morning. I just quickly, you can put me in. I'm going to take the Jets because Vegas is smarter than I am. I am somewhat conspiratorial at times. I just think I have a interesting read of the world. That's the way I like to understand it.
You expect greatness.
Well, I just know how inept everybody else is. And sometimes it's on purpose. So my question to everybody right now, you're driving on 93, you're on the Pike, you're heading into work, you're dropping the kids off. You know you understand what I'm about to say. It has become commonplace for the fast lane to be led by drivers going exactly 55 miles an hour. I don't believe this is a mistake. Oh. I think this may be on purpose. I think there's the chance that there are people working for the government that drive slowly in the fast lane just to get you to brake so you don't drive to work anymore. There's no way this makes sense. Work with me here. Why do people in the fast lane drive the speed limit? Give me a reason why. If they're all Lyft drivers or Uber or whatever, like, if you're driving for a living and you need to get more people in your car to make more money, why would you be going slow in the fast lane? It doesn't make any sense. And it's not safe.
We're all supposed to be driving the speed limit. No matter what lane you're in, you're supposed to be driving the speed limit.
That
I think some people just follow that rule.
Nobody drives the I've lived in Boston my entire life. Up until the pandemic, nobody drove the speed limit in the fast lane. Everybody know what the fast lane is? The slow lane.
Yeah.
Which is really dangerous because guess what? That's where the ramps are, where people enter the highway.
We should change the speed limit and move it up at least 15 miles in every
I just would love
highway.
To hear answers really? As to why this is going on.
Do you want to bump it up to 80?
Oh, yeah, all day long.
Really?
I think I'm...
You'd go for 100 if you
could. Listen, I'd do like they do in Germany, no speed limits at all. Then it'll keep all the crappy drivers off the highway. It would. People would be afraid to get on there.
I don't think it would keep the bad drivers off. I mean, you know what? There's always bad drivers around.
The bad drivers would get worse.
There's less accidents on the Autobahn than there is in American highways.
It's a far safer motorway than any highway in America without a speed limit.
Because the people that can't drive, they say, I don't want to go on it, and they stay to the, you know, side streets and back roads or whatever it is, and they stay off the... Curtis, you're right. It's
978 text. I freaking love this take from Curtis. Mm-hmm. I see it every day when I'm driving on the highway. It makes me crazy.
I just don't understand it. I need someone smarter than me to explain to me why you're driving the speed limit in the fast lane. It seems stressful.
Oh, it's like, so aggravating.
All right. Great Thank lead, you. Curtis.
Yep. Good job.
Great lead, Shime. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead next. When it comes to my lead, we'll talk about what the city of Boston is doing to ensure that everybody gets a legit Halloween party. This Halloween. So we'll get to that and the rest of the leads next.